way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed. Welcome once again to one and all, to another episode in the series, The Pathway to Inner Excellence. Subhanallah. In the series, as you do know, that we are discussing, as the name suggests, how to purify ourselves, how to clean ourselves, how to make sure that we are perfect from within, as we like to be perfect, you know, outwardly and in our appearance physically. So alhamdulillah, we have discussed some wonderful things in the past with regards to shukr, with regards to tazkiyah, you know, self-purification, with regards to many other things, alhamdulillah. And today, inshallah azza wa jal, our focal point of discussion, let me give you a hint that you can do a small deed with sincerity, and that small deed becomes a mountain. On the other hand, you can do a mountain of deeds with no sincerity, and that mountain will become dust. Subhanallah. That brings us towards our topic. That today's topic is the heart of the worship, which is ikhlas and sincerity. Subhanallah. Sincerity is very important, and because we are discussing how to perfect ourselves from within, so this plays a very vital and important role in our path to in excellence. So inshallah, we will be discussing some wonderful things today. I would request you to sit back, relax and enjoy, and be part and parcel of our discussion. And if possible, try and make the good intentions that inshallah, whatever we learn today, we will try and obviously act upon it, and then we will pass the message on to others as well. Ameen, 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 inshallah, inshallah. First, we need to understand what is ikhlas, what is sincerity. Sincerity means doing your actions only and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for praise, not for pomp, not for glory, not for likes, not for followers, not for subscribers, not for attention, not for fame, not for thumbs up, not for all these kind of, not for views, which is unfortunately a disease in today's time. Today everything is based on likes. He has so much likes, he has so many followers, he has so many subscribers. You know, in the olden days, we used to meet the people and ask, how are you? How are you today? How is your father? How is your mother? And today, when we meet people, how many followers do you have on YouTube? How many subscribers do you have on YouTube? How many likes on Instagram and Facebook? And that's our question. How many contacts do you have on WhatsApp? So unfortunately, this is the time we are living in. And this attacks our sincerity, our ikhlas, basically our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ikhlas means a person does the actions for who? Not for anything or anyone else, only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our true creator. Subhanallah. Now, this brings us towards a very important hadith, and normally a hadith which we discuss in the beginning of the books of hadith. You know, in many books you will find it right in the beginning. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam narrates and he says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that the actions are based upon the intentions. Why? You know, you ponder. In the beginning of the hadith books, the first hadith you will find is this. Why? Because it shows how important your intentions are. If that intention is corrupted, everything else you did after that will be messed up. If that intention is correct, everything else will be fruitful and you will find blessings in it. That's why the foundation of everything comes down to this intention, this niyat. And this intention is linked towards your sincerity. Your intention is, this person must call me a haji, he must call me namazi, he must call me a, you know, very truthful person, he must call me sheikh, he must call me mulana, he must call me hafiz, he must know I'm a mufti. Then your intention is corrupted. Where is the sincerity? But the sincerity is, everything is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So your intention will also be for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I'm performing salah for Allah. I'm giving zakat for Allah. I'm giving sadaqah for the sake of Allah. I'm going for hajj for the pleasure of Allah. I'm doing everything. I'm fasting in Ramadan, hungry from the time of sehri to iftar for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you have an example. Two people perform salah, the exact same amount of rakat, two rakats, both people perform. They read the same surah, Surah Fatiha, and after that they recited in the first rakah, Surah Wadduha. They went in ruku, they went in sajda, both exactly same. They stood up for the second rakat, again Surah Fatiha, and then the first one recited Surah Ikhlas, the next one also Surah Ikhlas, and then ruku, then sajda, then they both made salam. So they both performed the exact same salah. Same amount of rakats, same tasbihat, same surahs even. Everything was perfectly the same. But you will see, one person will get a mountain of reward and the next person will get nothing. Why? You ask why? The actions were the same. Apparently everything was perfectly the same. This person's intention and sincerity was not there. The next person's intention and sincerity was there. That is what played the role. That today this one is enjoying the mountains of rewards and he has nothing. Everything is thrown at his face. So this is something which we need to understand. This is sincerity. This is ikhlas. This is the importance of sincerity. Now we need to discuss, what are the harms and the dangers to sincerity? What are those things which, I would say, reduce our ikhlas, our sincerity, which harm our sincerity? See, this is very important for the youngsters as well. I'm a youngster, alhamdulillah, so I try and target the young audience, you know, because their mentality, their mind, their thinking is different. So the dangers for sincerity and ikhlas, the things which harm our sincerity and ikhlas, I have a list of few things, keep in mind. Number one, showing off the good deeds, showing off riya, ostentation. This is a problem. And this is something which is poison for our sincerity and our ikhlas. Because the showing off is there, it's a total opposite of ikhlas. Where is the sincerity going to come? You want to show everyone you perform salah, you want to show everyone you went for hajj, you paid your zakat, you did your sadaqah, you slaughtered the most expensive animal in the entire city. So where is the sincerity? Where is the ikhlas? Number two, unfortunately, posting the ibadah online and on social media is also a very big danger to our ikhlas and sincerity. Remember, not every case. You cannot say every person who is on social media or on the social media platforms, he has no sincerity and ikhlas. No. We are not sitting in anyone's heart. We do not know anyone's understanding. But it's a 95% chance that social media platform, that being online, that being in front of everyone, can attack and harm your sincerity and your ikhlas. Number three, a person has the desire of wanting praise. You know, we call it khud pasandi. A person has self-admiration. That he wants people to speak good about him. He wants this person to call him a hafiz. He wants this person to know how many salah he performed. He wants him to know how many years he studied. He wants him to know how many years he did that. He wants him to know this and that and this and that and this and that. And this is where the problem comes, that a person wants the praise, he wants the self-admiration. So these are some things which are dangers to sincerity and ikhlas. Keep one thing in your mind. Ikhlas is easy when no one is watching. To perform your salah only for the sake of Allah is very easy when you are alone. That's why tahajjud has so much excellence. You wake up for tahajjud, you are alone, everyone is sleeping, it's quiet, it's sound. And you perform the tahajjud. But the condition that the entire day you weren't singing and telling everyone, hey, you know, today I woke up for tahajjud, you know, I'm tired from tahajjud time, you know, I'm tired from this, I'm tired from that. That's not what is sincerity. Alright, so you perform the tahajjud when nobody is watching, you are alone. And how many days, how many years you are performing tahajjud? Allah Ta'ala knows. The one for whom you are performing, He knows. He knows why you woke up. He knows how much you performed. He knows how many rakats you performed. He knows what you did in those rakats. He knows everything. He knows the dua you made after those 2, 4, 6, 8 rakats, whatever the case was. He knows everything. So if He knows, it is enough. There is no need to tell anyone else. No one else need to know, because no one else is going to give you the reward of that act which you have done. So ikhlas is easy when no one is watching. No one knows you woke up today for sahri. No one knows you are fasting today. No one knows you paid your zakat already. No one knows you gave the sadaqah. You know, they say you must give with one hand in such a way that the other hand doesn't know. That's how it must be. So when no one is watching, when you are alone, when you are in seclusion, then ikhlas becomes easy, sincerity becomes easy. Yes, even in those times, shaitan can play with you. You know, shaitan is your open enemy. So he can deceive you, he can trouble you, he can, you know, cause issues. But that's not something which you cannot tackle. If you work towards it, you will be able to tackle it. But you must keep in mind that when you are alone in seclusion, it's one of the best ways to adopt and have the quality of ikhlas and sincerity. Okay, now we need to understand also that because we discussed the riya, ostentation, showing off, how does this showing off creep into the heart? It won't just come all of a sudden. It's somewhere hidden in your heart. Then gradually it'll start coming. It's very subtle, not very open, not very loud, not very visible. It's in your heart, it's somewhere there. And slowly it will start coming, like a small disease which starts small and then it spreads. May Allah protect all of us from all sorts of diseases, hidden diseases, body diseases, sicknesses. Ameen. May Allah grant all of us the ability of going for Hajj and Umrah with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem. May Allah purify us from all sorts of diseases and all sorts of sins as well. But as a disease starts small and then it spreads and spreads and spreads, so that's how this riyad, this showing off, also creeps into the heart and then it starts to spread. The examples that a person does charity and then he announces, he puts it on Facebook, he puts it all over. He wants everyone to know he gave the charity. A person dresses pious. His dressing is pious. He wears jubba, topi, imama, beard, and jubba, and kubba, and all those kind of things. And the intention is, you know, people must think I'm buzurg, I'm hazrat, I'm mulana sahab, I'm this, I'm that. Also another problem. Likewise, when someone watches you, then you perform ibadat more. Normally you perform 2 rakats. Even those 2 you don't perform. When someone's watching you, then you perform all 10, all 20. What is this? This is riya, showing off. There is no sincerity in this here. When people are watching you, you are the perfect namazi. When no one is watching you, you don't even perform your salah. You're losing your ibadah when no one sees. What is this? This is riya, this is ostentation. So all these kind of things, you know, is how riya creeps into your heart and then how it causes difficulties and problems for you, how it damages and destroys your ikhlas, your sincerity. You know, there's a joke. Just for understanding purposes, I want to tell you that there was a person performing salah and next to him, there were 2 people speaking and talking to each other. And they said, you know, this person who's performing salah, he's a namazi. He's a very punctual namazi. You see him in the masjid 5 times a day. You see him in the first saf. He comes, you know, even before the muezzin comes to give the azan, and he leaves right at the end. The next person said, you know, I know him. You know, I've never ever seen him missing a fast in Ramadan. Always performs fast. The first person said, you know, I saw him. You know, I've never seen him in a place which is bad. You know, I've always seen him in good places. I've never seen him in a casino or in a bar or in a gaming center or those kind of things. And like that, the discussion was carrying on. And all of a sudden, you know, both of them said, we also see him give lots of wealth. You know, he pays zakat, he slaughters the best animals. And whilst they were discussing, so this person who was reading salah, all of a sudden, he couldn't bear it and he broke his salah and he turned and he said, you know, don't you know I performed 2 Hajj and 3 Umrahs as well? So this was just, you know, to make you understand. It's a joke, it's something, you know, it's a bit of a humor. But this is how some people are. That if you don't know anything, they'll make sure they tell it to you, they'll make sure you must know. Now, I performed Hajj this year. Alhamdulillah, I'm Haji Sahib. Alhamdulillah, I go for Hajj every year. You know, they'll say Alhamdulillah and they'll mention it. And it's a problem. Because how are you going to save yourself from this riya, from this ostentation? How are you going to save yourself from the things which are harming your ikhlas and your sincerity? Where is the intention only for Allah Ta'ala? Where is it gone? It's gone, it's disappeared, it's no longer there. Because now the intention is not only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now we need to also understand that how are we going to build true ikhlas and sincerity? What can we do to build the ikhlas? There are a few things you must keep in mind. Number one, hide some of your good deeds. You are giving sadaqah, give it quietly. You're performing tahajjud, perform it quietly. You are making dua, make dua silently. Do your good deeds silently. Hide it from people. Hide it from everyone. I told you, no one needs to know what you are doing. Allah Ta'ala knows that is sufficient, that is enough. So hide your good deeds, and that is one step of building your ikhlas and building your sincerity. Number two, remember your death. Who are you impressing? You have this pomp, this glory, everything. Today you're performing salah, so and so person can call you namazi, he can call you haji, he can call you mufti, he can call you this, that. Who are you impressing? At the end of the day, when you're going to go in the ground, 6 feet down, and you're going to be covered with dust, and there's nothing, no one. Your watch, your phone, your expensive shoes, your expensive clothes, everything's going to remain here. It's just you and your kafan and your deeds. Then what are you going to present in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So remembering death is one way of building ikhlas and sincerity. Number three, you know, have this intention regularly that, Ya Allah, this is for you. Before you do anything, have the intention that inshallah, what I'm doing, this is for the sake of Allah. I'm starting a program, it's for Allah. I'm going to go to the masjid for Allah. I'm going to perform my salah for Allah. I'm going to speak the truth for Allah. I'm going to abstain from lying for the sake of Allah. I'm going to abstain from hypocrisy, jealousy, hatred, animosity, grudge for the sake of Allah. Everything inshallah I'm doing only and solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Proudly say, Ya Allah, this is for you. Number four, reduce the dependency on praise. Stop expecting a jazakallah, a thank you, a wow from people. No. Do everything for the sake of Allah. And don't expect anything from people. The more you lose your expectations in people, the more you will see how Allah Ta'ala is going to put those same people behind you. The more you run away from this world, the more the world comes under your feet. The more you step away from everything, the more Allah Ta'ala gives you everything. The more closer you go to Allah, the more closer Allah Ta'ala puts everything to you. And the opposite, you run towards this world, the further it runs away from you. It's like your shadow, you can never catch your shadow. The more you run behind it, the more it's going to run away from you. Number five, focus on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala watching, not on people watching. Again, whenever you do anything, think in your heart and know and understand Allah Ta'ala is watching me in this time. And He knows why I'm doing this. He knows what intention have I made. So ask yourself, is my intention for the people? Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Is my intention for the sake of Allah? Then He knows about it also. So these are some few points in which, you know, you can build your ikhlas and your sincerity. And then there are also some signs of a sincere person. Person who has ikhlas, there are some signs. There are some alamat, there are some nishan, there are some indications that the person is moving towards ikhlas. Remember, not necessarily that if you have these qualities now you are perfectly free from every sort of ostentation and showing off and that you are 100% going on the path of sincerity. No. It's a sign that yes, you are moving towards sincerity, but it's not a guarantee that you are definitely the most sincere person. No. You need to obviously every time regularly check your heart and clean your heart and protect your heart from all sorts of dirty and filthy things. The signs of a sincere person, one sign is that the person is the same in private and he is the same in public. In front of everyone he is the same, in seclusion he is the same. You must know that there is some sincerity in the heart of that person. Number two, he doesn't crave attention. He does anything, he does it for the sake of Allah. People praise him, people don't praise him, he is not worried. Number three, he doesn't get jealous of others. Because the one who is sincere, he knows Allah Ta'ala has granted me what is better for me. And his intention is pure. So he doesn't wish harm for others. He doesn't have jealousy in his heart for others. Number four, he is happy when others succeed. That's a sincere person. Shows that his heart is really pure. And you will find very, 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 very less people like this in the world. Number five, he constantly checks his intention. Every time I perform my salah, what was my intention? I did this, what was my intention? I'm doing this, what is my intention? Number six, a person does good even when he is unnoticed. In other words, there is no need for any notice, for any pomp, for any fame, for any posts, for any likes, for any uploads. He does good, he knows that it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some few signs of a sincere person, that a person is moving towards ikhlas. Remember, ikhlas is not about being unknown. It's about not caring about being known. Sometimes you are unknown, you can't say, I have ikhlas. It's because, you know, you don't have the opportunity of being known. But tomorrow when you have everything, you see how your heart changes. So ikhlas is not that no one knows you. That's not ikhlas. Ikhlas is that you do not care about being known. Whether you are famous or not, it doesn't bother you, doesn't worry you. Doesn't tickle your head all the time. You are happy in the state which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept you. So sincerity, ikhlas is very important. And it is something which is the heart of our ibadat, the heart of our worship. So we need to make this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, make my sincerity, increase my sincerity, increase my ikhlas, increase my tawakkul, increase my trust, increase my shukr, increase my sabr. All of these wonderful qualities, Ya Allah, you increase everything. Then you will see how Allah Ta'ala will start opening the ways for you. And trust me, believe me, I told you, once you have this sincerity, see how Allah Ta'ala is going to open ways for you from those places where you have never, ever, ever, ever imagined in your life. This is only going to come when you have the sincerity, when you have the ikhlas. We make dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us, that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua, make our actions purely for you, only and solely from you. Protect us from showing off. Put sincerity in our hearts. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Till we meet again in our coming episodes, remember, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive, and build ikhlas and sincerity. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.